At the beginning of each year, people tend to make what we know as New Year's resolution. These are plans or pledges, promises that people make of things that they would love to achieve, things that they would love to improve in their own lives. Now, these are things they've been thinking about, perhaps things that they could not accomplish in 2017, and they would like to accomplish, they would like to see those things done in 2018. New year, new beginning. Usually we tend to think this way. You know, if you were to Google the top 10 resolutions of 2017 or the top 10 resolutions for 2018, you will encounter things like quitting smoking, eating healthier, drink more water, spend time with family, losing weight, take on a new hobby or going on vacation and so forth. I mean, these are some of the things that people love to do. And since we have a new year, they realize, you know what? I'm going to do my best to accomplish these things that I could not accomplish last year. Now, let me ask you, how many of us would include in our resolution list the spiritual? How many of us would include in our resolution list to work on our relationship with Jesus, to work on our relationship with God? Are we going to spend some time with Him? Or be more devoted to Him this year? You know, many of us know that by the third week of January, most people that make resolutions, by the third week, they're already quitting, they're already throwing out those resolutions, because it seems so hard. Have you ever asked, why is it so easy to make resolutions, but so hard to implement them, but so hard to keep them? Do you think it's because of lack of commitment, lack of passion, not enough motivation? I think the reason why those resolutions are so hard to keep is because people did not want them to that bad. They did not want it that bad. You know, when you want something that bad, wanting something that bad, it is as though your life depends on it. It's like that man struggling when, you know, to take another breath because you're drowning and your lungs are filling with water and you're just gasping for air. That's like you want that so bad. I mean, as if your life depends on it. Now, let me show you a picture of people that truly want it that bad. You know, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, you see people in the cold, people staying in lines for hours. They sacrifice time. They sacrifice their bodies because they want to get the new gadget. They want to get the new Xbox, the 60-inch TV, the latest smartphone, and so forth. They want it that bad, and that's the reason why they're out in the cold. I mean, it's amazing. Some of these people, they actually get tents, and they spend there, or they get somebody else to take their place because they don't want to lose their place in line. That's how bad they want it. They stay in line because they truly want the deal so bad. Now, as Christians, why is it so hard for us to focus on the spiritual? Why is it so hard for us to grow in our relationship with Jesus? Now, the simpler answer that I can give you is that truly, honestly speaking, some of us just don't care. Some of us just don't want that too bad. And you see, every relationship needs nurturing. And doing nothing about it will get you just that, nothing. So the question that I have, that I want to pose for you today is, how bad do you want to work on your relationship with Jesus in 2018? Since Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love, Unforgotten God, and another book about discipleship entitled Multiply, when he first became a Christian, somebody told Chan, you need to read the Bible if you truly want to grow. You need to read the Bible if you want to grow in your relationship with Jesus. Francis Chan said that he forced himself to get up early in the morning so that he can start reading the Bible. He forced himself to get up early to read because he understood that that's how he will grow in his relationship with the Lord. You see, that's how bad Francis Chan wanted it. Michael Jordan, many of you know who he was, who he is. Great athlete, NBA star. You see, when he was a sophomore in high school, he got cut off from the varsity team. Now this motivated him to work hard on his game. And you see, what this man has accomplished speaks for itself. He is arguably the greatest basketball player in the history of the NBA because this is how much he wanted it. And he showed it. Now, how bad will you work on your relationship with God? How bad will you work in your journey that we call Christianity? You must want it. You have to want it bad in order for you to succeed. Now, the Apostle Peter, writing to Christians in the first century, he said that we have to crave the Word of God as babies crave milk. In 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 3, he talks to Christians, and he says that in order for them to grow, they had to crave. They had to have this craving for the Word of God. Now, chapter 2 of 1 Peter start with the word therefore. And we know that that word is a connecting word. It means because of, thus, also can mean then or so. So chapter 2 is really connecting chapter 1. And I just want to read the latter part, chapter 1, verses 24 through 25, when he says, For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And then we go right into chapter 2, and then it says, and this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Verse 2, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. So check that out. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. How about those things? How about doing this for your year's resolution? I mean, here's some way where we can start. Getting rid of malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. The only problem with that is that you might not be able to get rid of those things by yourselves without consulting the manual, which is the Word of God. Verse 2, Peter talks about like newborn babies crave milk, we are to crave the pure milk of the Word of God. We have to crave His Word the same way a baby would crave milk. You see, the Bible is to the Christian what milk is to an infant. This is the food of the baby, milk. And the food for us Christians is the Word of God, is the Bible. If we want to grow healthy, stronger in our spiritual walk, we have to crave God's Word. We have to partake of it. We have to digest it and let it shape us. Let us nurture us. Look at the text. Like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. You see, the Bible says that we are to to grow in our salvation. We are to work out our salvation. You see the imagery, working it out. You got to break a sweat in your salvation in order for you to develop spiritual muscles. And so working out, you know, it's not just like a, like some people sometimes will want to lose weight and they just buy this cream or this belt and they think by doing nothing, just by wearing that, they're going to be able to accomplish that. This idea of salvation requires hard work and dedication. But everything starts with the nourishment that you will receive from the Word of God. But you and I need to crave it. Now the question will be, how bad do you really want to crave that in order for you to grow in your salvation? The Word of God is the food that we need to develop ourselves into healthy spiritual Christians. See, a lot of Christians have lost the cravings for the things of God, for His Word. Some Christians are just content attending a Sunday service or attending a church event, but they don't experience any growth, and they feel that they're not growing, even though they attend regularly. See, if you are one of those Christians who had, if you're one of those Christians who have lost the craving for the Word of God, let me tell you, it's never too late to find the craving, to find the passion and desire to get into the Word of God again. And you don't have to wait for a New Year's resolution. You don't have to wait for the end of the year or the beginning of the year to come. You can start doing that right now, because it all gonna depend. Yes, hear me out. It's all going to depend on how badly you truly want it. How much commitment are you going to put into it? You see, no one else can do this for you. You had to make the decision. You had to make the choice to say, you know what? I want to dedicate my life. I want to do this bad. This is going to be the year that I'm going to crave. I want to start craving the Word of God. I'm going to start growing and start focusing more on the things of God, on the spiritual things, things that truly matter. As babies crave milk, you and I are to crave the Bible, if in fact we want to grow. You see, as Christians, we won't grow in our relationship if we don't crave His Word. The Psalm writer said, "As the deer pants for waters, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God." See, this is how bad this man wanted it. As a deer will be going crazy for streams of water, I want to go crazy. My soul wants to go crazy for you, O God. You see, Peter, the same writer of the first letter to the Christians in the first century, he wrote 2 Peter, and in the latter part of that letter, the last verse, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, he encourages the Christian to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever and ever." Now, how would you grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ when you're not spending time in His Word? The Word of God is where we find who Jesus is. It's the Word of God who tells us who He is, who we are, where we're going, what we're supposed to be doing, our mission. It tells us everything. It is our manual. It is our GPS for life. So how will we grow? How are we going to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ when we don't crave His Word? When we don't spend time in His Word, it's impossible. Growth will not happen unless I start diving into the Word of God, the Bible. See, Paul was a man that he was sold out for the sake of Christ, and he wanted it so bad that he wrote, "To me," he said, to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." What he was saying is this: if I'm going to live my life, I'm going to do it for the Lord. And if I die, it'd be even better because I'd be with Him already. So see, this is how bad he wanted it. He is a man. He's a testimony of a man that got beat up, shipwrecked. He got beaten by fellow Jews in prison, in chains. I mean, he got stoned to death one time. People stopped throwing stones because they thought he was dead. Paul gets up from the floor, from the ground, dusted off his clothes and went back into the city. I mean, this is how bad he wanted it. Went back to preach to the same people that hated him and stoned them. He said he was going to live his life for the Lord. My friends, whatever plans or resolutions you may have this year, your success is going to depend on how bad you truly want it. Now, but let me ask you, if you succeed at everything else, if you succeed in all the resolutions, in all the goals that you have planned, but you neglect your spiritual walk, let me tell you, I think you already failed. You fail God, you succeed in everything else, but succeeding in your walk with Him, you are failing the Lord for not investing in what truly matters. So how bad do you truly want to grow with Him? The answer, only you know it. Only you can say, this is how bad I want it. And you will show it by what you do. It might not come easy. I gave you an example of people that wanted it so bad, and it required them sacrifices. It required them to work hard at their game, to work hard at what they truly wanted to accomplish. So how bad do you want to accomplish this thing that we call a relationship with the Lord? How bad do you truly want to grow in Christ, in the Lord? This is truly what matters for us Christians. And God expects us to grow. But we will not grow until we start craving His Word. It is the food, the nourishment that we're going to need to develop into spiritual, into healthy spiritual Christian, solid Christians for His glory. I leave you with a question. How bad do you want it in 2018 to grow in your relationship with the Lord? Everything starts by craving His Word as much as babies will crave milk. Would you pray with me? Lord, we thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for giving us your Word. It teaches us, corrects us, rebukes us. And Father, may we be grateful for who you are. And we give you honor and glory. And I pray, Lord, that this year and every day of our lives, we made a commitment to want to grow closer to you, to get to know you better in a deeper way. Because you are truly what matters at the end of the day. Thank you for loving us and giving us Jesus, our Savior, to die on our behalf. It is in His name that we pray.